Hey everyone, welcome to our next edition of Taking Stock. Really excited to welcome Peter Sofronis. Peter is an associate partner at Clarkston. We have worked closely together for going on almost 15 years at a lot of our strategic consumer products clients through the years. Peter has spearheaded an inaugural CIO survey within Clarkston. Excited to share the results from it. I think you're really going to enjoy the discussion and some of Peter's perspective on topics like allocation of budgets, what should be insourced versus outsourced, the democratization of IT, and what I really found interesting were ways in which the IT and business functions could be working more effectively together. So thanks again for listening. Enjoy the conversation, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Thanks. Hey, Peter, welcome to Taking Stock, my friend.
Hey Steve, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to our discussion.
Yeah, without a doubt. So we obviously work really, really closely together. I know you're an avid listener of the podcast, so excited that you are a first-time guest.
Absolutely. I'm just shocked that it took so long to have me on. So I appreciate it. It feels like a special day today.
We needed a spicy topic, and we've got one. So you were instrumental in a survey that we recently published. It's our inaugural CIO survey, and had the opportunity to read through it, and a lot of really interesting nuggets of information in there. So let's take a step back and kind of share with the group the focus of the survey, kind of what precipitated it, what were some of the motivations of it, and also a little bit around kind of the overall approach, like who did we reach out to, and kind of demographically, that kind of information.
Yeah, absolutely. So this has been a goal of mine for quite some time, and it's something that actually I've actually been a little disappointed in myself that it's taken me this long to do, but it's something that it's always great to have an outside perspective, right? So over the years, we've had the privilege of working with many senior IT executives, CIOs, senior management, helping them to develop and execute their strategies. And, we always, as good consultants, we always try and leverage external data sources to support the work that we do for them. And just thinking about how the world has changed over the last couple of years and possibly forever, right? I thought it was a great opportunity to refresh some of our external market data and see how things have changed in terms of how IT supports the business, how possibly technology preferences have changed, how budgets are being allocated, just really get a current view of how IT is operating in these conditions. And it's a study that we focused on CIOs and upper IT professionals, but companies that are at least 350 million in revenues, and certainly within the industries that we serve, retail, consumer goods, and life sciences. So that's our sweet spot.
Yeah, I love it. And so 350 million and above, I think that's an important threshold to kind of share. And obviously, the ways in which companies, 350 million might think about kind of budgeting might be vastly different than that of a $5 or $6 billion business. But there's a lot of similarities as well. Yeah, the overall dollars might be lower, but in terms of how those budgets are being allocated, it'll be interesting to see, though, if there's any differences in terms of the decisions that some of those smaller businesses make versus some of those larger companies. But I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to get into all of that. I get your passion for it. I absolutely do. As you know, I'm a huge fan of kind of pulling together leading practice. I'm a huge fan of as much as we could drive a sense of kind of collaboration and sharing throughout the industry. And I think this is a great platform to do that. So I commend you for doing it. And again, there were a lot of really interesting nuggets as a part of it. And the first topic, we alluded to it just a moment ago, is the allocation of budgets, right? And my perspective on budgeting has changed. Like you said, so much has changed over the past couple of years, and I view budgeting as to be more of a dynamic thing that's continually kind of course correcting over the course of a year. But still, there is
Absolutely.
that, we need to set our budget and we need to determine how are dollars going to be allocated. Dollars that are very precious, how are they going to be allocated over the course of the year? What's some of the feedback that you got in the survey as it relates to the topic of budget allocation?
Yeah, so absolutely. It's never a it should never be a fixed mindset when it comes to budget, right? Because conditions change, opportunities present themselves that maybe weren't there in the past. So it should be a fairly fluid exercise. But not surprisingly, companies are allocating their resources, according to the survey, about 65% to three main areas. Production and manufacturing, operations, and sales and marketing. So if you think about that, it's keeping the lights on, so to speak, supporting whatever product or services they offer in business operations. And it makes total sense, because right now that's where the challenges are, is making sure that companies can continue to support why they exist, and getting their products to customers, and making sure that they can acquire new customers. It's also something interesting that, when I sat back and I thought about it, it really was kind of like, gee, that's an obvious area for investment, is security management. And that really is, if you think about it, with the current work environment, so much of the people can work remotely, right? They're not going into the office. They can work at home. They can work at a coffee shop. They can work wherever they have a Wi-Fi connection, and that puts additional pressure on IT departments to make sure that their resources are connecting securely and are able to support their companies in a secure manner. So not surprising that a lot of the money is also going to that area, and they expect future increases, which is pretty telling.
Yeah, and that's it. So I know we're talking mainly around the allocation, but I think, as I've in my previous life prior to Clarkston did a lot of these types of surveys, and normally you'll see some kind of forecasting an increase in spend, some forecasting a decrease, and some forecasting the same, and it's usually a pretty equal distribution across those three paths. 83% of respondents expected an increase in IT budgets, which is mind-blowing.
Right.
And I'm trying to, like, it has to, like, one of the things that we talk to our clients about is truly how IT, if thought about correctly, should be a competitive advantage. And I think we're seeing more and more just overall investments in IT, and companies starting to think about how could we use this to kind of drive competitive advantage in the market.
Absolutely. It's IT, so many people that are not familiar with IT, they tend to think of very very simple topics like computers and just applications, and just the tools that they need to do their job. But really, IT is so much more than that, and it needs to be so much more than that, right? In order, in my opinion, and what I've seen that has worked well, with the clients that we serve, is when IT, of course, they're there to serve the business, right? Their agenda is driven largely by the agenda of the business, but because they have that knowledge of the technology, I think spending more time and understanding the business, looking out for opportunities that maybe the business isn't quite looking at, ways that maybe technology can can make things more efficient, a little faster, a little easier for the business. That's what an IT organization needs to be doing. The day-to-day, managing computers and servers and applications, that's all important and necessary, obviously. But that's those are table stakes. I think a high-performing IT department or organization needs to do that very well, or have the right partners to help them do that very well. But then they need to be an extension of the business. They need to be partners with the business. That's where I think real value is created.
Yeah, there's a ton to unlayer there, Peter. I want to start with the first piece that you kind of alluded to, which is partners, right? And one of the strategic decisions that any CIO needs to make is what aspects of our function do we want to outsource, right? The why do we want to outsource it? And I've always thought about it is, the more obviously it's somewhat straightforward, but think about the more commoditized aspects of your business that could be
Absolutely.
more effectively optimized by kind of leveraging a low cost, provider and outsourcing certain elements. Some of those kind of more traditional aspects of an IT spend that you referenced. And then, okay, where do we want to realize competitive advantage? What do we want to do that's unique? And those might be some of the more business-facing aspects of the IT function. Talk a little bit about, your thoughts on kind of the outsourcing, insourcing model. How are those decisions made? How are you evaluating those right partners, and when to pull in partners and when not to?
Yeah, absolutely. And what that does, Steve, is what I've seen that hasn't worked. Let me start with that. There are a lot of neat projects that IT departments take on, and they are important, and they do serve a purpose. But sometimes they're so inwardly focused that they may miss the mark, right? It may be great for IT, but it really doesn't present itself as an advantage for the business. I think, like you said, the IT organization, they need to be in lockstep with the business. So they need to be sitting at the same table. They need to know what the business is potentially struggling with, what they're doing really well with, that maybe they can offer an additional, solution or idea that might make it even better. Only in that capacity, where they're working side by side and really understand each other's, opportunities and challenges, is when you can truly unlock, that value of IT, and it can be seen by the business. Getting the business to be an advocate for IT, I think is a huge, huge goal for the IT organization.
Without a doubt. I want to take a second to, because as we wrap up our chat here, to look ahead. And I want to, and there was a little bit of this within the survey, and kind of get a sense as to where do we see priorities in the coming year. So much has changed due to COVID, right? And the
Absolutely.
way in which an IT organization might think about being a strategic partner. There's topics like, certainly democratization of IT. We continue to see a trend. So thoughts on that, and more specifically, where do we see IT organizations kind of investing and kind of prioritizing initiatives in the coming couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the democratization of IT is really an interesting concept, if you will. And it's something that really can serve many many purposes, right? It's always easier to get more things done when you have more people involved, right? That's the simple way of saying it. But this is about giving an opportunity to other individuals within the company that may or may not have, some of the advanced skills or training in technologies, but are able to still contribute to provide solutions for the overall business, right? You don't have to be a developer to be able to have ideas on how to make an application work more effectively, or you don't have to be a data scientist to be able to ask questions of, hey, I wonder, what if we were able to look at this information, and how does it correlate to this over here? You know, the idea is coming from the business, and maybe the folks that have the more specialized training can actually help bring that idea to life. But the whole idea is to spread the wealth, right? Uh-huh. Don't just rely on one group, right? When you have so many resources that are even outside of IT that can contribute to helping IT become even more effective. I think that's the main goal of democratizing IT.
Yeah, I love it. Peter, I appreciate your perspectives very much. I think we could go on and on for this for
yeah,
a while.
Absolutely.
So, hopefully don't blow me off for the next, you know, 2 years and come on when I invite you to join.
Absolutely won't. This has been great. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to many more, Steve. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Take care.